Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of August, recording at 9:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights in here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly firm here today. China did very well. India did extremely well. Australia rebounded. The European markets closed out with some pretty chunky gains. There were a couple of them in the 3% category, including, well, I said a couple of them. That would be Sweden and the UK. UK led by the miners. And then but as Europe was closing, Wall Street was near its highs, I believe, at least 70 points on the Dow. But the U.S. closed down very slightly, just 3 points on the Dow, less than a point on the S&P, and a couple of points on the NASDAQ Composite. So it gave up those gains. Bank shares were mostly weaker. In the government bonds sector, we had the U.S. bonds a little firmer, the European ones a little bit easier. Those are bond prices. Dollar was strong here today. The dollar index is back above 81. Remember, it tested 80 a little over a week ago, I think. And that kept precious metals, I was going to say, subdued, but this gain declines are very small. Well, gold had about the biggest, but that had the best day on Friday. But gold is currently down 350 at 669.30. That's the spot price. Platinum closed stronger, though, up nearly $10. The others were virtually unchanged. Industrial metals were firmer in here today, and soft commodities seem fairly quiet. They are very quiet, and the oil price, I think, snapped back a little bit. Let me just check that. No, it's given it up. It's up 9 cents, but it's 71.56, but it had been up as high as 73.19. And natural gas had a surge early on. I think they, but gave that up as well. I think the initial rally was caused by a tropical storm heading towards the Caribbean, and we haven't had that for quite some time, and I think this would be potentially the first hurricane of the season. Okay, what else? I think that's pretty much it. Now, so what's going on here overall? Well, steadier stock market activity overall, but it's too soon to say that this correction is over. I think certainly with the bank shares holding on just by their fingernails here to these recent lows, and I think that we really won't see an important low for the stock markets, I'll put it this way, we won't see an important rally for the Western stock markets, at any rate, until we see a firmer financial sector. And there's just too much uncertainty there. In terms of fundamental policies, I think the central banks are doing just the right thing. I think they're playing this one from the textbooks. They are not bailing out anybody here, but what they are really doing is preventing the credit for the overall economy from freezing up, and they're preventing, hopefully, a crisis really of irresponsible lending and vastly more irresponsible leveraging and some very dodgy practices, to put it kindly, from affecting the overall economy. There will be some overall effect, of course, particularly for the U.S. economy, where I would expect slow growth in the third and fourth quarter of this year, but not enough to tip it into recession, I suspect, largely due to the fact that a lot of liquidity has been pumped into the system, and not least because of the strength of the global economy overall. Now, there's a bit of a divide here, between the performing stock markets and this financial problem, which emanated from the USA. For instance, we had another new high from the Chinese A-share indices in here today. The Asian markets are really quite strong overall. The moment there's a bit of respite, you see how quickly some of those commodity markets rebound from their sell-offs. So where the real value lies, where the growth lies, it's not at all a daunting picture. As a matter of fact, you could say that really we haven't seen much more than some medium-sized at most reactions. It hardly qualifies as a correction, and some markets haven't even blinked. Yet we've had some very dodgy looking financial shares in the West and also in Japan, it must be said, for really quite some time, and that hasn't ended. And until that does end, until we do see evidence that those markets have bottomed on the charts, there is still the risk of contagion. Not so much that economic problems spread to all the other areas, but contagion in terms of selling, because people who are losing in a duff investment, if they can't sell that duff investment and they want cash, then they will sell their best performing assets. It's generally a mistake, but it happens a good deal of the time. And then there will be some people who will get rattled overall and say, well, I better just vote with my feet and walk away. Now, if they've got good assets in what I maintain is no more than a serious correction, and there's a fundamental factor behind it, as I've said in every one of my audios in recent weeks, unlike the correction that we saw in May-June 2006, and unlike the February mini-meltdown reaction that we saw, there is a serious problem here regarding the availability of credit. And again, as I emphasize, that hasn't gone away. And therefore, we can't rule out the possibility that this will drag some markets a little bit lower. I remain, but I suspect that given what central banks are doing, and my feeling is that this all along is that this wouldn't turn into a bear market for global markets. It's already a bear market for banking shares in the West, but that it would not turn into a global bear market unless central banks prove to be hideously inept. And that's not the case at all. I think they were doing really quite a good job of it. And there will be some ramifications here overall. I think that going forward, people will be a little bit more discerning in terms of what represents value and what doesn't. One wonders how many times the reputations, not to mention ethics, of the paper shufflers can be proved wanting before people take a much, what's the word I'm searching for? Well, less starry-eyed view of the sector and just avoid it and really go for where the sound economic fundamentals really, really exist. Now, in terms of where we actually are in this overall process, I said that it's too soon, in my view, to say that the correction is over, but I suspect that we're at the beginning of the end of the overall decline. But that doesn't mean that the weak stuff won't get hit even further, and the good stuff will probably range around for a while longer. And I had an interesting email today, somebody saying, given all the liquidity that's been pumped into the system, once again, shouldn't we be buying gold? And I have a certain amount of sympathy with that argument, while pointing out that it is a global beauty contest, and a lot of people have to feel that way for gold to perform. The liquidity's, and that hasn't been the case for a while, the liquidity is going to go somewhere, and I like the fundamental background for those precious metals, and I also like the patterns, the way the patterns are building overall. But I think it's probably better, rather than just concentrating on that sector, is to say, what really does represent value? Is it Goldman Sachs? Or is it going to be India? Is it going to be China? Is it going to be Rio Tinto? Well, Goldman Sachs is a firm of very clever financial punters. I have subscribers there, and no wish to upset them. But this is a risky industry, and I would not want to have Goldman Sachs in my portfolio, my investment portfolio. Okay, anything else to mention here? In terms of the resources, I think they're subject to the same sort of deleveraging that we've seen. In other words, hedge funds have been raising cash, coming out of some of their metals positions overall, coming out of some of the petroleum positions overall. And that's not a bad thing generally, but the underlying demand remains extremely strong, and led by demand from China, and I think that's likely to remain the case. And again, I'd say we have this powerful secular bull market, and like all secular bull markets, it will be characterized by lots of ranging, some big swinging corrections, but all within a long-term upward trend, which is fundamentally driven by the not only Asian infrastructure development, but by the global infrastructure development, and then of course the rapidly evolving middle classes in many of these countries with booming economies, and the consumer requirements and desires that they have. That's what's driving all of these resources, and I think we'll continue to do so. Now, I am here for tomorrow's comment of the day, and Owen will be back tomorrow, and also for the audio thereafter. I'm on holiday for a few weeks. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.